Mrs. Burns, third grade.
I'm Tully.
I'm Nolan.
I'm Caitlin.
I'm Harrison.
I'm Emmy.
I'm Will.
I'm Camille.
And I'm Sarah Jane. This is the chat with Mrs. Burns, third grade. Today, we have no essential question, and we are joined by our special guests,
Arabella,
Isabella,
and Jade.
Thank you for joining the chat.
They were on last year's podcast.
And so we are,
you might recognize
your favorite podcast. Like, what was your favorite podcast?
Personally, I like the Epic podcast, but my favorite one that was actually serious, I think, well, there are two of them. I liked J.B. Pritzker, and who was the other guy who was supposed to work for Donald Trump?
Todd Rick. That's the Cubs co-owner.
No, I did like that one.
Hot Dog?
No, yeah, Hot Dog, but, okay, I can't forget his name, but we also interviewed a guy last year who, he was about to work for Donald Trump, but he quit.
Well, this time on the podcast, Will's dad, his great uncle is, what is it, Will? Robin Mueller. So, he got fired from Donald Trump, and then he got rehired.
He was the director, and then, and now he works for Donald Trump, and we might get him in.
Yeah.
And Harrison might get in also.
I don't know, but we're trying to get some people from mine in.
Arabella and Isabel, what was your favorite podcast?
I liked Todd Ricketts and who was the guy Jade was talking about, and Hot Dog.
My favorite was Hot Dog because we knew exactly what to do and it was really well put together.
What was your favorite, Jade?
Yeah, she already said.
I already said.
Oh,
yeah.
What was your least favorite podcast?
Well, if when you say least favorite, like the least organized, the Epic podcast, because that was really our last minute one where it was just like, okay, let's just do this because we have nothing else to do.
My least favorite was probably, this is hard. We did this one where we interviewed a, not a veterinarian, but someone.
Maggie's uncle?
No.
The police guy?
No, not no. him.
The basketball?
No.
He was, she, I think her name was Maggie. I don't know. I forgot her name.
I know who you're talking about. It was, didn't we interview, the veteran one was Ayelet's dad.
That wasn't it. That was
good. My least favorite was probably also the Epic podcast because we, like Jade said, we didn't really have anything else to do, so we did that.
If any of you on the, like, you can comment what you think Isabella's was.
Also, my least favorite podcast was the Epic one, because it wasn't that epic.
What was the hardest podcast you did?
Well, in my opinion, I think it was hard. Well, I think all of them were pretty hard because sometimes we really just wouldn't get along and we'd get in lots of fights about what we should do.
Mm-hmm, that's what we
did.
Yeah,
that's kind of what happened.
That's what happened. I think the hardest one to do was, again, the Epic podcast because we didn't have anything prepared for it. So, like, as people were talking, you just have to think in your head, what cool happened in my life?
Yeah, because, like, we only had 3 days to plan it because we were off other 2 days.
Yeah, this week we had Monday off, and then we had some guests Tuesday when we got in. We had some guests, but we couldn't, like, we didn't think we could get them this week. Maybe, like, next week or...
And then, like, we just couldn't decide. And we were thinking about no guests, but then...
We found something, and then we noticed it wasn't that good, so we thought of you guys.
I have a question for you guys. What do you think was your hardest podcast?
Well, so far, I think the hardest podcast was the Jeff Morrow podcast because we had two classes coming in because Lorenzo...
Lorenzo, it was...
And also,
like, it was, like...
Because we had Miss
Briggs' class come in for some reason, and we had to organize two classes, which is way hard.
It was a lot of interrupting.
Yeah.
What was the easiest podcast?
The easiest one to do, in my opinion, was actually when we interviewed my dad, because that's when we came up with an idea by the end, we started trying to think of people who are related to people who do stuff, and that made me project manager, so it kind of just made it flow easier because I knew about it, and then we kind of helped.
Camille, we did it.
I would think the easiest podcast was the Epic podcast. Because we just
I thought it was easy because we just
threw ideas in there.
For me it was kind of hard to think of things.
The easiest one, I think it's when we interviewed. I think it was Ayelet's parents.
We interviewed both of them in two different podcasts.
And because also, first of all, we interviewed two people, which was really good, and also a lot of people, you know, liked music. So everybody really liked the idea of it.
Do you have any advice for us?
Well, I have a suggestion for if you have... I have two suggestions for if you have no idea what to do. This actually just came to my brain. One, you could try and do an Epic podcast, but at least think beforehand instead of just the day of saying, we're going to do an Epic podcast and we're just going to think of things that cool happen. Or you could do like a catch-up on like what's been happening in our class, if anything cool happened earlier. So
I thought of doing the
catch-up podcast this week.
Nobody really understand the catch-up podcast.
All you'd have to really say is you could even say how last week we were off Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
Any suggestions for guests?
This is hard.
No, never mind. You just said that you didn't.
I would suggest just try not to get into any fights. Like a lot of the time, try to get along and get a good idea that everyone would like.
What podcast did you like mess around? Like, what was the one that you messed around most on?
The Epic podcast? Well, when you say mess around, what do you mean?
Like you can't think of any ideas or anything.
Well, and you were just trying to... Technically, because we had no ideas beforehand.
So we got some advice from last year's chat, so that we could learn more
about the chat.
And do the podcast better.
And so we can get some advice for like the podcast.
Next podcast, just to help us along the rest of the year to get better at doing the podcast so we can get some much cooler guests to learn from, and we could improve doing the podcast.
I know that next podcast is going to be much better after all the troubles we've had this week, and I'll say in the next podcast from 1 to 10 how we think we've improved, and I think it's going to help us a lot.
Yeah, I think the advice that they gave us was really helpful, that we can improve a lot
from what we've experienced and the what they've experienced and the advice they gave. So I think we improve. We're gonna improve.
Like it organized, and I think we need to start doing organized, like knowing the order of the questions and everything like that.
I feel like we should have the first thing before our guest, we should have an essential question, so we don't.
Oh my God! I can't believe I'm doing this.
So we don't feel like we just did this time because we had no ideas.
This is kind of turning into a goals podcast, but I think that our goals are actually kind of coming true because we've got some advice like we wanted to, and we wanted to get some subscribers, and we've got that high of getting high.
I think we did pretty good on our goals because, like, the bullying one, at the beginning, we wanted to get a bullying podcast, and we got that.
Yeah. Also, I agree with Camille, and Caitlin a little bit. It did sort of turn into a goals podcast.
This is an update on the Billie Jean King thing. My grandma received a message from Billie Jean King, and she said no, so we can't do Billie Jean King. That's an update on the Billie Jean King thing.
But we might be able to do Carrie Wood and Robert Mueller.
We're still trying them.
Yeah. And the guy from Sloan Park.
And we might, for next week, we might get Buddy Guy, a really, really good blues actor.
We're trying to get Buddy Guy, but, these are our advice from last year's chat and some of our things that we could get.
Tune in for next week.
Thank you very much to our special guests, Jade, Isabella, and Arabella. Please make sure you tune into the chat with Mrs. Burgess, third grade, next week, and subscribe to our podcast in iTunes and Apple's podcast.
Bye.
How do you think you can give
advice to us? Do you have any advice for us?